B'tochen for Life, Shir 430, Monday, Parshas Re'eh. We are explaining that even if a person has tikva, a Yeshua is not always guaranteed. And therefore, if a person sometimes does not see the Yeshua, we have to train ourselves to be able to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, be'ahava. And the truth is, we also have to exercise this concept when it comes to Yeshuas that take longer than we expected. Sometimes a person is waiting and waiting and waiting for the Yeshua. And it gets difficult to hold tikva when the Yeshua is taking so long. So we have to be able to juggle both ends. That means on one hand, we try to maintain tikva, which again, doesn't mean we expect the Yeshua, because that can get frustrating if you're not holding on that level, like we'll Yirtzeh Hashem explain when we get to those levels. But the level of tikva just means that you leave the possibility open. You don't assume that you won't see the Yeshua. So number one, we have to try to maintain the level of hope. Not to close the door on the Yeshua, chas v'shalom. But rather to say, even though it takes very long, I still believe that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can send the Yeshua. That's number one. And number two, we have to internalize the other concept. That even though I would rather see the Yeshua right now, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam obviously knows that the best thing for me is not to see the Yeshua yet. So on one hand, you hold on to tikva, and on the other hand, you're using the level of mivtach. You're internalizing that even though the Rabbeinu Shel Olam didn't send the Yeshua yet, but obviously that is best for you. And yes, sometimes it can be difficult to attain. But as we mentioned, the more a person internalizes the tovus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and the more we try to remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, and the more we train ourselves to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a loving father, not as someone who's mean and strict, the more we try to paint in our minds that picture of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us, the easier it becomes to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because ultimately, if you see somebody that you know has your best interest in mind, and they do something to you that you don't understand, it becomes much easier when you really internalize that this person has your best interest in mind. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because even if you would close your mind and imagine the person that in your mind, if that person would do it to you, you would be able to accept it. You have to understand that that person is only a mortal. He is limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any chesed and any rachmanis that that person has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it exponentially greater. And that's how we have to try to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By picturing an individual that we know loves us very much. And if that individual would stretch out to Yeshua, or if that individual would do what's happening to us, we would be able to accept it because we understand that that individual has our best interest in mind. Let's view HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least like that individual. And that's how we learn to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. But again, we're not closing the door on tikva. This is just when a person feels frustrated because they don't see the Yeshua, we work on internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has our best interests in mind.